Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free trial and a free audiobook to keep at audiobooks.com using promo code TRY70. We have our next guest here. Hello.
How's it going?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing excellent.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Ian Bernstein, founder of Misty Robotics.
Okay. And what have you got? You have a very different badge than most of the people that we speak to.
Oh, yeah?
You're a speaker. Normally, we talk to the alphas and the betas. You're a speaker.
Yep.
So what did you speak on?
Robots. So I actually have one of the robots.
You have one of the robots.
Yeah.
Oh. Can we see what you have?
Yeah.
There's a little drum roll for you.
Oh.
What?
This is Misty.
Yes. Okay. Hi, Misty. You blinked at me when I said that. That was fun.
Misty looks so innocent.
And surprised. A little surprised.
Oh, man.
So tell us about Misty.
So at Misty Robotics, we have this vision of putting a robot in every home and office.
Okay.
How do we do that, right? We're sort of modeling our company after how the computer industry got started.
Okay.
And it started with developers.
Sure.
So this is Misty 2. We actually just announced Misty 2 today.
Okay.
And a 30-day pre-sale campaign starting today. But yeah, it's for developers, so really easy to program. Lots of features, so you can basically modify Misty to do kind of whatever you want in software, but also really over hardware as well. So super hardware hackable.
Okay. Now, I'm looking and I see what looks like a pretty serious sensor array across the forehead.
Yeah.
What have we got going on in there?
I can give you guys like the rundown of what's
sure.
In.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So on
we
the top.
Work with robotics a lot. We work with FIRST Robotics.
Awesome.
So
I love
this
FIRST.
This is a huge.
And you guys probably just had a bunch of like the big competitions, right? And FIRST just sort of are finishing up now, right?
Detroit was this past weekend, I think. What weekend is this? Maybe 2 weekends ago.
And there's Houston.
And Houston was the weekend before that. So
cool.
Yeah. So season is done. Now I get my robot fix from you.
Cool. So Misty. All right. So we got far field microphones up here, so we can be beamforming. You can talk to Misty. You know, voice recognition, that sort of stuff. Capacitive touch, so she knows where you're touching.
Just on the head, or?
And there's actually a handle in the back.
Okay.
So when you pick her up.
Oh, okay.
So as a programmer, you can write different skills, and you can utilize these sensors. So maybe you want her to go limp when you try to pick her up, or she could scream, or whatever you want.
That's what I want.
We have some depth sensors up here.
Okay.
So she can build a map of your house. So you get a 2D floor plan. Basically one button, she'll go and explore, generate a map, and then you can just basically tap on that map and she'll go to that location.
Okay.
A camera for computer vision. So she can recognize your face, or you can program in your friends or your kids or whatever. She can react. She'll be able to follow you around, stuff like that. Eventually, a programmer could use that to recognize different objects as well.
Sure.
We have a display, so there's a lot of personality in Misty.
Okay.
But you could put whatever you want on there as well.
Okay.
The neck, 3 degrees of freedom, really good speaker system. We have an LED down here.
Definitely seeing that.
So I was mentioning hardware hackable. So some of these panels are magnetic and come off. So you could put on like a projector if you wanted. And then on the back, there's a backpack that comes off. And there's serial and USB. And basically there's an Arduino backpack. So you can take your Arduino project and plug it in and now make it like robot enabled.
Oh.
I need a minute.
So with a backpack that has external connectivity, you could do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I made a Echo Dot backpack, so you can talk to Misty.
What?
I made a little laser pointer arm, so the arm is one screw. And the arm pops off.
Gotcha.
Made a little laser pointer so you can play with your pet.
So that was one of the things that I noticed was the availability of screws in some places,
yep.
like on the forehead. Mm-hmm. And that the easy accessibility of screws in certain places
yeah.
is because of the hardware.
Right.
Okay.
And you see a lot of products, like you have to go to like some, you know, website and watch a YouTube video to figure out how to get it apart. And which, you know, trying to figure out, there's like 100 different types and lengths of screws. But with Misty, we designed it so there's like only like 2 different screw types in the whole robot. So you don't have to remember what the lengths are and stuff like that.
This is so cool.
So much better. Because we've all taken apart a thing and have a little cup and the screws go in. And when you're done, you're like, well, I guess you're not going back together, right? Because
yep.
I don't know where these came from. Okay. So you announced today.
Yeah.
Was awesome. And 30-day pre-sale campaign.
Yep.
How is that working?
It's going very well.
Okay.
Where
can we find that?
So you can find it on our website.
Okay.
Which is mistyrobotics.com.
Okay. And is it an in-house or is it like Indiegogo or Kickstarter?
It's our own custom.
It's in-house?
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. And price point.
Yeah. yeah.
What are we looking at?
So MSRP, $3,200, but for the 30 days, we're doing a pretty substantial discount. So actually, if you get in early, you can get it for $1,499. There's a lot more units at $1,599. Some of them come with the backpack, the Arduino backpack.
Okay.
And then we also have a level where, so this is all manufactured, right? Injection molded.
Sure.
We have a few dozen that we're building at our office in Boulder, and we call that the Misty 1. So it's laser cut. It's a little bit more primitive, but there's a backer level where you get both the Misty 1 and the Misty 2. So Misty 2 ships in December 4th, but you'll get your Misty 1 June 1st. So you can start hacking and building stuff early, and then a lot of the skills that you build will also work for the Misty 2.
Oh, I kind of like the rustic idea.
I don't know what to say.
Okay.
You like this. There's also a trailer hitch.
Oh, the control room needs a Misty.
Yeah. So this is also
that
magnetic.
Noise you made.
It pops off. And there's another one that has a little hook on it. And, of course, you can make like a little delivery trailer.
Like a nacho tray.
Yeah.
Like, Misty, bring me nachos. Oh, no. Oh, my God. It's so cool.
I'm so sad I don't already have one.
And you know how terrified I am of, like, Skynet and machines
yeah.
murdering me.
And
this,
yet.
This right here.
Not at all.
Not with this. Misty's too cute.
I would say it's because of those surprised, loving eyes.
I know. Had it had any kind of eyes, like the slanty evil eyes, I'd be terrified.
Yep. Well, you can build your own personality for it, too.
So maybe it does that when you pick her up.
I know.
The eyes
like,
turn red.
Pick it up, it's like, I will murder. No.
You don't want her to become self-aware?
No.
Okay.
It's so cool.
It really is. So what kinds of things do you see early on being implemented with this?
Yeah. So
obviously, the nacho train.
Yep. Oh, my God. Nacho train.
Messing with it. With a pet with
or like
a laser
drink
arm.
Delivery. So I also made a little 3D printed drink holder arm. Just gonna, you know, deliver some drinks.
Drink holder arm and the nacho train?
That's
yeah.
Oh. Done. I don't need anything else in my life.
Does she have enough torque to be able to bring us both?
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What can this model do now? Or
what
is
can
this
model
just
do?
A display
yeah.
model and
what?
I mean right now we're like, still working on a lot of the software.
Okay. What will she do out of box
right.
when we get her in December?
So
as
she
can
also
see,
charge
I've
herself.
I'm already in.
So there'll be some functionality, like the ability to generate a map. So you hit a button, she'll drive around and generate a very detailed floor plan of your house. She'll be able to, when she gets her battery gets low, she'll be able to charge herself.
She can just go charge herself,
yeah.
like, because she knows where the outlet is.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's like a little pad, so it's wirelessly charged.
Sure.
And then
she's not going to turn you into a battery. This is not the Matrix. You're fine.
And then we'll have like lots of different sort of example skills for people to build off of. And we'll release all the code, and we'll have all the CAD model for all the different pieces that you can build your own. So things like maybe like a receptionist skill where she can look for a particular face, ask you what your name is. Oh, you're here to see Ian. Let me take you to conference room 2.
Oh,
some examples like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
It is so cool.
Voice interaction. So we'll have some examples of how to hook into some of the voice engines out there.
Okay. So internally, does she have some voice rec, and then you can use that to then go out some of the other services, or?
It will mostly be kind of showing how you integrate with some of the existing ones.
Okay.
Just because, you know, the IBMs and the Googles and the Amazons, their technology is just so much better.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think we'll just show people how to integrate with those.
Fair enough.
And as you guys develop new hardware for it, I could just order it.
Yep.
Like I want like the drink arm, I could just order a drink arm. Or if like I have a 3D printer, I can just print.
Oh, yeah. And we'll put all the models on like Thingiverse and our website. So we have a big community. So actually, if you haven't even purchased the product yet, you can join our community. We just talk about robots. Like, I've been building robots since I was a kid. So we just have fun with them. So if anybody interested in robotics should join that.
This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm already in.
Well, you can get it today.
All right. So, I love it. The screen. Yeah. Obviously, what I'm seeing is black background, white foreground. Mm-hmm. Is that what I get, or is it a full LCD?
It's full color.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Have to make sure.
Yes.
It could be e-ink, I suppose. I don't know.
Yep.
Okay. Very cool. So, campaign running now. The first set, however many there are, is below 50%, and the second set sounds like it's at about 50% off.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm sad that you're going to walk away with this at some point.
I know.
So how did you get to this? Like, how did you decide that you wanted to build this?
I've been inspired since I was a kid, growing up with Star Wars and the Jetsons with Rosie and stuff like that. And I just got into building robots when I was 12.
Okay.
So it's kind of been my thing. When I, about 8 years ago, I started a company called Sphero. So robot balls, we made the app control BB-8.
Yep.
And basically in 2012, we had started to experiment with a little bit of a more advanced, sophisticated robot. More of a telepresence robot, but it didn't really feel right.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't feel right for Sphero. And after we launched BB-8, we saw the power of personality in the robot and how people actually started to build a connection with BB-8.
Yeah.
And then we started thinking about this idea of the more advanced robot and looking at new technologies like the Amazon Echo with NLP and computer vision and the amount of computing power you can get for pretty low cost now. And we thought back to that prototype, and we thought, well, it shouldn't be a telepresence robot. It should be a robot with personality. And it can, and then it can maybe do telepresence also, but maybe it can do many different things.
Sure.
And it could be easy to program. So we started this as a product team within Sphero. And about 11 months ago, we decided to spin it off into a new company.
Okay.
So that we could go bigger and faster on this space, and then let Sphero focus on connected play.
Sure.
Continue to be the leader
there. Let Sphero
be
Sphero, the thing that everybody knows it to be, and build this.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we've taken a lot of the learnings and shipping, you know, well over 3 million robots there to make it super easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sphero Spark is in 10 to 15,000 schools worldwide now. So making it that simple, and then building that personality in.
In Tampa, the Sphero, especially the ball, was very popular with the Microsoft development community.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We had a whole group dedicated to playing with the Sphero ball. And then
we talked to
your team at CES when the BB-8 came out.
Yeah.
Cool. That was a fun year.
I loved the Force Glove.
Force Band?
Force Band.
Yeah, that was it. That was
Force Push.
That was such a good interview.
It was. He was
disappointed he didn't get to do the interview.
Yeah, I didn't get to do it. I wanted to do it. I had to run the camera, though.
He's such a big Star Wars guy.
Like, the Force Band is amazing.
So it's so interesting how that, in one way or another, led to this.
Yep.
Because in theory, they're so, visually, they're so obviously different. But right. You're right. The idea of a robot with a personality, that's what made people fall in love with the BB-8.
Yep. I mean, it was kind of a realization that we were working on that project and like, wait, we might actually be able to make a real one of these. Right?
This is so cool. This is beyond cool. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
I haven't stopped looking at it since you put it on the table.
All right. So for our viewers who are undoubtedly interested, how can they find out more and follow Misty's journey?
So you can follow us through our website, mistyrobotics.com. Come check it out. Join our community and pick up a Misty in the month of May.
Very cool. Well, we're very glad that you're here at Collision, and we're glad that you had the opportunity to come talk to us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
We love this.
It is amazing.
And hopefully it'll be another big success for you.
Hope so. Thank you.
Have a good one.